This is the Brit Lit podcast with dramatic readings and dialogues, making British literature fun.
This is the SFA Acting Company, and this is our propaganda project commercial.
Do you need a great snack that your totalitarian leader will let you chew? Then do we have a product for you?
Bamboo Bites. It's the boo you chew.
It's better tasting than Panda Claws.
Everyone is eating these tasty bites to make the work for the common good easier.
Take a stand for your glorious farm by improving your speed, strength, and stamina for the common good.
If you like grain and water, you'll be sure to like Bamboo Bites.
Bamboo Bites are great because they're bamboo.
Bamboo Bites. It's the boo you chew. Thank you for listening to our propaganda project on Bamboo Bites. We wanted to include as many types of propaganda as possible in the commercial. We used ad hominem when we compared Bamboo Bites to Panda Claws. We blatantly said that the Bamboo Bites are better tasting than Panda Claws. We're directly attacking another product. We also used oversimplification when we said that it makes the work for the common good easier. We're really just oversimplifying the effects of Bamboo Bites because in themselves they don't really make the work any easier. We also used a euphemism in that line because the words common good, we used bandwagon by saying that everyone is using them when not really everyone is using them. Glaring generalities are also used when we say glorious farm because the word glorious evokes a strong positive emotion in you listeners out there. Faulty cause and effect reasoning is used when we say that Bamboo Bites will improve your speed, strength, and stamina. This is really faulty cause and effect because by themselves, Bamboo Bites will not do these three things. A faulty effect is given for the cause. Begging the question is used when we say that Bamboo Bites are good because they are bamboo. This is begging the question because it's really a circular argument and then there's no reason giving why they are good. The reason given is because they are bamboo, which is only answering the question, which part of the question, so it doesn't really work. We use logical fallacies when we say that if you like water and grain, then you're sure to like Bamboo Bites. There are two premises given. The first one is if you like water, and the second one is if you like bamboo, and the conclusion is you're sure to like Bamboo Bites. This conclusion is false because not everyone who likes water and grain will like Bamboo Bites. I really hope you've enjoyed this commercial for Bamboo Bites. This is the Brit Lit Podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm Jacob Osborne.
I'm Rebecca Moore.
And I'm Michael Lancaster.
And Taylor Todd helped produce this, and she was not able to be here today.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.
You've been listening to the Brit Lit Podcast, a production of Mr. Craig's second period class from Grapevine, Texas, where British literature is made fun. Make sure to visit the website at www.britlit.podomatic.com and keep tuning in for more dramatic readings and dialogues.